This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 343, and today we're going to be talking about owning your results. So for the past week or so, I've been traveling around, catching up with friends, family, meeting people on from Facebook and LinkedIn, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful time. It's really great to reconnect with people, and if you haven't done it recently, I highly encourage you to do so. But with all these individuals, usually the topic eventually changes to results. We don't go, hey, what results are you getting? But we talk about our lifting weight, or our body fat percentage, or our income, or our happiness, or whatever it might be. And all these things are results. And we have these great discussions about owning your result and how even when we think we're owning our result, we're really not owning it. And this gets back to many different topics that I've talked about, right? The victim mentality, being accountable, being responsible, extreme ownership. These are all the same topic, but I just wanted to hit on this one because I think there's some nuances when we start to own our results. When we can acknowledge that the results we're getting, we are responsible for, even if other people are involved. And this is the challenging thing, especially in a business situation. If we're part of a team, we have to own our results for that team. And then perhaps if we're the leader of the team and we don't get the result we want, it's very easy for us to point to the team members and say they didn't do this or they didn't do that. Well, this is where owning your results come in. It is that if you're not getting the results you want in a team environment, you did a lousy job on communicating the results and what's expected from those individuals. You may have thought you said it, but if you got a different result, they didn't understand you. And you have to own that as a leader and as a manager and go back to them and say, oh, I messed up. I obviously didn't explain what I wanted correctly or proficiently enough or whatever that might be. So in a team environment, this is where it really comes up a lot. And this can also be team environment at home. You ask your significant other to do something, and yes, I understand that we should expect those individuals to do what they said they're going to do. But if it doesn't get done, if we see it, if we see that a bill needs to be paid, if we see that a car needs to be fixed, if we see the kids need to be taken to the doctors, if we see it, we need to own it. Yes, we can defer and ask our significant other to help out. But if they don't, it still falls on us. And so then we have to say, great, I gave you, you know, I understand you can't do it. I'm going to take care of it. And when we start to own the results we're getting, because it's so easy. And these are things that, especially in a domestic situation, it's so easy to say, well, I asked my significant other, I asked my wife, I asked my husband, they didn't do it. So it's their fault. As they talk about in the Oz principle, if you see it, you own it. That means that you own what it takes to get it done, and you own that part of results getting it done. So either you get it done or you defer it, but then you follow up and make sure that it does get done. And these are things that are challenging for us because when we look at it for ourselves, if I need to go lift a certain weight and I have a plan to lift it, it's very easy to own the result that I didn't lift it or I did lift it. When it's one-on-one, most people, generally speaking, can own the result. But even then, it's challenging because if you want a certain income and you say, well, I can only get this much money, and you're not owning the result because of the pay, the boss, whatever, there are other ways. And what's funny is that when people don't own their results, you provide a, a solution or a alternative to them, they will go, yeah, but I can't, because yeah, but I can't. So they're not owning it. They're embracing this where they are, this result that they have, even though they don't want it. Heavens forbid if you show them an alternative, or if I show you an alternative on how to generate that income, we'll just say, and you go, no, I can't do it because of this, because of that, because of whatever it might be. Then you're not owning your results. And this is one of the things is, are you doing everything you can to get your desired result? And one of the big questions from the Oz principle is, ask yourself, what else can I do to rise above my circumstances to get the results I want? Those are empowering questions, as opposed to going, I can't because, I would like to, but I can't because. But we have to look at the action. What result do we want? What result do we want? Are we taking the appropriate action to get that result? Many times we just give it a piddly action and we expect a massive result. And we go, well, I'm marketing myself. Well, how, you know, if you have a business, let's say you're doing personal training or massage therapy or something, and you're not getting the clients you want. And the question comes up, are you marketing yourself? Well, yeah, I'm putting flyers up on the telephone poles, but I'm not getting anything. Is that everything that you can do to market yourself? Is that everything you can do? Well, no, it costs money. Okay, there are other things to do. So we have to look at, are you doing everything in your power to get the results that you want? If not, then you need to ask yourself, what else can I do to rise above my circumstances to get the results that I want? And that is a critical, critical question. And then, are you really taking responsibility for your life? Everything is a choice. We have choices. Every day we make a choice. We can have a choice to empower us or disempower us. Those disempowering ones are complaining, blaming, justifying, right? Playing the victim. We have a choice to play that, or we have a choice to play the warrior, saying that I'm not satisfied with my life. I want to improve it, and I'm going to do everything I can. This is personal leadership. You have to take leadership responsibility for your life. You may be dependent, and that's in quotes, on the government for certain things, maybe health plans, or you may be dependent on your employer for certain things. But still, this is your life. You always have a choice. And when you can start realizing that you have a choice to do empowering things or disempowering things, and know the difference, you'll start to take control of your life and you'll start to take responsibility for your life. And then actions, right? We need to look at, are the actions you're taking aligned with the results that you want? Wow, this is a huge one, because we are so blind to those actions. So let's just say that you wanted to lose 15 pounds. And you go to the gym and you come home and you say you eat healthy, but then you have an action of maybe not doing 10,000 steps a day. Maybe you're snacking late at night. Maybe you're not keeping an accurate record of your nutrition program. Maybe you're not keeping an accurate record of your lifting program, because keeping an accurate record is telling you, are you doing the right actions? This is what's so, and you can use this in any parts of your life, in goal setting or whatever. But when you start to look at your fitness and your health, do you keep a log? Do you keep a log of your lifting times, what you're lifting, the reps? Do you keep a log of your food? If you don't keep a log, how do you know you're taking the right actions to be aligned with the results you have? Because 4 weeks ago, I could ask you, what did you have on Wednesday to eat? You won't know. So you won't know if 4 weeks ago you took the right action. But if you keep a log, keep a journal, and document these things, you're going to be able to go back and you're going to be able to track if you're doing the right things or not. This is why tracking is so, so important. So let's just say that you wanted to take a walk 3 times a week for 30 minutes, and you start to track it. And you say, yep, this week I did 3 times. Last week I did 3 times. This week or next week I plan to do 3 times. And let's just say you don't journal this. 6 months from now, I come to you, ask you, hey, back in July, did you walk 3 times every week? Well, yeah. How do you know? I just know because I've been doing it all along. And then if you were tracking it, we could go back and go, ooh, you missed the 4th of July week. Oh, that's right, because I was out of town. So we tend to create these stories based on we want to take the right action, but you have to be able to take the right action. And if you're not documenting your action, if you're not recording your action, you will not know if that action is leading to the results that you want. Because if you're not getting the results you want, it's most likely that you're taking the wrong action. And in that, you need to adjust it, because if you don't know what actions you're taking, you won't know how to adjust it. All of this taking responsibility or owning your own results comes down to mental strength. You need to develop the mental strength to stand up and say, this is my life. These are my results. I'm going to own them. I'm going to change them if I don't like them, and it's all up to me. And a great place to start to develop that mental strength is through my online program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, and you can find that at warriormindtraining.com. In there, you can enroll in the class. You can go ahead and go through the program. You'll get the book at the end. You'll get a journal with it too. So my strongest recommendation besides coaching with me is go to that program and start to involve yourself with it. But in that, what I would ask you to do between now and next podcast is, how are you not owning your results? Then how are you owning those results? And you need to be honest with it, because your actions and your leadership equals your results. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.